And what about you, Tim?
Hello.
Yes, Tim.
It should be a mourning day, really.
A mourning day?
Yeah, Sabbath day.
Oh, well, that's exciting, eh?
Yeah.
Well, now, can we just get things into the Christian perspective here? Good Friday is the day of mourning.
Which is why they shut the pubs at 10:30.
Yeah, I agree.
In Ireland, I don't think they open them up at all. And in fact, everybody on the Good Friday afternoon, all of the population that can fit in go to church on Good Friday afternoon, do the Stations of the Cross and all the rest of it.
I agree.
And there's only religious films and things on the telly that night. Except for Sky Television, which they get in great profusion over there.
So everyone switches to Sky, presumably, do they?
Actually, Tim's so agreeable, I think we'll get on to somebody else who's got something to say for themselves. Rosa.
Hello.
Sorry, hang on, do you want to say something there?
Yeah, I was just thinking, what is Easter? Easter on the television, we haven't discussed that. It is John Wayne saying, surely he is the Son of God, and wearing a digital watch. It's pathetic.
Easter is the celebration of the rising of Christ.
Well, he shouldn't have eaten the yeast. Roseanne.
Hello. I went out to buy some Easter eggs today, and I thought, where do Easter eggs fit in with Easter?
You didn't know where Easter eggs fitted in?
No, I didn't.
Well, why don't we all give each other egg timers? Why Easter eggs? Why not give everybody a digital watch or whatever?
Well, I do, actually.
You give people digital watches?
Well, I get them other things apart from Easter eggs, because I think they're fattening and bad for your health.
And more expensive than steak, pound for pound. Did you know that?
Nope.
Yes, once you take the packaging off an Easter egg and actually measure out how much chocky you got for your money, it's more expensive than rump steak.
Oh, interesting.
So you could have had a steak, couldn't you?
This is fascinating.
Absolutely, I'm a minor useless information.
Now, I'm writing a book on it, actually.
Talking of books, that's what I'm doing at the weekend.
What?
I'm reading Salman Rushdie's sequel.
Did you get that cutting that I sent you?
I did, but after the Satanic Verses, he's released another book, which I shall be reading at the weekend, and it's entitled Buddha Was a Fat Slob.
Right, that's all I
want. I'll leave the studio quietly at this point.
Oh, come Thank on. You very much. Are you expecting a paramilitary branch of some Buddhist monks?
No. Anthony.
Oh, good day.
Oh, God, it's not the same one again.
I'm very, very sorry to ring back, but you've annoyed me this morning, sir, with your attitude. You've obviously got a problem. The way you talk down to people. And then, just as if people make a point of view,
and you don't like it,
away you go, you fire them off, sir. Now then, all I was saying was that the roads will be congested over Easter. Now then, the time of the year now is the middle of March, and yet we've got people heading for the coast. They must be insane. The only major problem we have over Easter is the lack of racing on Good Friday. What the hell is the country coming to?
Oh, I agree. Why do people want to go to the coast? It's stuffed full of radioactivity as it is.
Well, yes, but the lack of racing on Good Friday, sir. Disgraceful, disgraceful.
It's disgraceful.
The way you talk to people, sir. It's an utter disgrace, and you want to tone your act down a bit, Sonny.
Thank you.
It's not good enough.
Can you specify who you're talking to here?
It's a chap called Rhodes, I believe, is it?
Well, you're not talking to him. Don't talk at people.
No, you do, sir. You talk down at people all the while. And I don't like it. The way that lady rang in earlier on the mystery sound.
But when you speak from...
about the sellotape and away you went.
When you speak from the gutter, it's difficult to look up to you. You know what I mean?
I can understand your problems. You're an Irish gentleman, I understand.
We found something to cling on to.
Not at all. I think the only decent thing that came out of Ireland was Arkle. He was a superb horse. Now then, I'm off to Anglesey this weekend.
Oh, that's charming.
Well, we're just going up to a farm sale. Now then, I can certainly give you a lift to Holyhead, or, failing that, a fortnight on my farm would sort you out. I'd have you up at the crack of dawn, Sonny, 4:00, and then, sir, you, by the time you'd finish your day's work, about 10:30, I might let you off early, 10:00, you'd be ready to fall into your pit. I'll sort you out, and your attitude. Now then, you're having this Jill Rossington woman on, 10 till 12. Absolute disgrace. We're trying now to educate children.
I wouldn't say this man actually sort of physically milks the cows. I would say he sort of, bores the milk out of them.
Well, there it is, the unacceptable face of capitalism.
Has he been around a long time, this fella?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Does he ever stop? Just keeps going.
Just keeps going, yeah.
Oh, moral standing, that's what it is.
I've seen her performance on the television, sir, and it's a disgrace. You get her on there, she's squeaking along. She was in there, there's this Harvey Bodden, another chap called Chance. Then she had a bit of a do with the TV repairman, the butcher's boy. I'm surprised that's
it. Is the phone in on Beacon?
There he was, gone. Well, that was interesting, wasn't it?
I missed him.
He seemed to...
Because he nearly had worked that awkward bit of wax out of my ear. Nearly completely. Lager Crew, what does that mean when it's at home?
Lager Crew, that is us. Ian might remember us from a few months ago.
Was this a steaming club or something, is it?
Yes, we used to do the odd train over.
Ian, do you not remember the Lager Crew from the discussion?
Listen, if we could please, you know, write postcards to each other about remembering each other, what do you want to say on the programme?
We are decent atheists, and yet again, another pagan
celebration
has been taken over by this Christianity mob.
Yes, I was thinking about that, because if we actually did move God's birthday, or Jesus' birthday, to when it really was, which is somewhere in the middle of August, we could all go on holiday.
Well, this is it. Well, let's have a holiday at every ritual, pagan and Christian.
Nobody'd ever go to work.
Well, all right then, all right. I don't mind getting paid for not going to work.
Well, this is it. I mean, I happen to know that... I mean, you think about it. Up until Christianity hit this country, right, the days used to be named after Roman gods, right? All apart from the one after Saturday, which was known as Lager Day.
That's it, Lager Day.
And then, along come the Christians, before you know where you are, it's Sunday.
They've totally done it in.
Yeah, you can't even get a decent drink on a Sunday.
This is true. I mean, I've got nothing against Christians. Let them practice, but don't muck about with my time. You know.
Do you think they do?
Well, what's Christmas? That's another pagan ritual being totally squashed and blown out of the water by Christianity.
And the makers of My Little Pony.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, God, My Little Pony, where the hell are we going here? My Little Pony.
Did you
pony?
Know? You don't know.
What?
I used to handle all the advertising for My Little Pony.
Did you?
Yes. And Transformers and 22 other products.
Yes, so you're the swine who's been...
I'm afraid so.
...having me being bullied by my children buying My Little Ponies with rainbow hairdos.
I used to deliberately time the ads to go out when the kids had seen to put pressure on you to buy it.
I've had to sit there like an idiot trying to plait their mane, for God's sake. Bob. Oh, there you are. Yes, I'm coming back at myself. Must have been something I had. We'll try and talk to Bob in just a moment. It's the phone in here on Beacon.